Hi, everyone. My name is Tzvi Benoff, and I am the Rabbinic Associate at Eitz Chaim, as well as a fellow in YU's Kollel Elyon. As part of the Taste of Torah initiative, I would like to begin a series on Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. As its name indicates, this work contains a list and a brief description of the 613 mitzvos in the Torah. It was written in the year 1170 and served as an extended introduction to Rambam's Code of Law, Mishneh Torah. Each Tuesday, Amir Tzashem, I hope to learn about one of the mitzvahs and share a little bit about its source and or application. This week, however, I would like to share an important introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvos, namely, why we care about it. I'm sure most of you at one point or another learned that there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Some of us even may have sang songs about it when we were children. And as basic an idea as it may seem, it wasn't really until the Rambam's time, hundreds of years after the publication of the Gemara was completed, that it really began to take root in Jewish consciousness with the publication of the Sefer HaMitzvos. You see, the source for the number 613 comes from a Gemara in Makos. It derives that there are 613 mitzvos from the famous pasuk in Vizos HaBracha, Torah Tzivo Lanu Moshe, that Moshe taught and commanded us to do the Torah. The gematria, the numerical value of Torah, is 611. So the Gemara interprets the pasuk to say that Moshe commanded us to do Torah, 611 mitzvos, plus the other two mitzvos that Hashem himself commanded us to do at Har Sinai that we heard from Hashem himself. Those are the first two of the Ten Commandments of the Aseres HaDibros. That brings us to a total of 613 mitzvos. Now, at first glance, this is an agadic Gemara. Not that it is meant to be taken metaphorically, but that it isn't really teaching us anything about practical halacha. So before the Rambam's time, almost no one bothered to count or figure out what the 613 mitzvos were, because there didn't really seem to be much of a point. After all, what purpose does it really serve as long as we do all of the mitzvos and commandments that the Torah tells us to? For the Rambam, however, it's very critical. Rav Shilat, in his commentary to the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, shows how, according to the Rambam, the most basic indivisible unit of Torah is a mitzvah. The rest of the psukim in Tanakh and the oral interpretations and traditions that comprise Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, serve to explain the details of those mitzvos. Thus, while there may be thousands of laws and psukim in the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, they must all be reducible into 613 primary categories if we are to understand the Torah correctly. As such, Rambam did something quite revolutionary when he wrote his Code of Jewish Law. He organized it around mitzvos, something very different than the traditional organizational scheme of the Mishnah and Gemara. Because of this, the Sefer HaMitzvos serves as an introduction to learning Torah. It breaks down the Torah into its most fundamental components and categories to help us better understand and internalize what the multitude of psukim, halachos, and even non-legal components of the Dvar Hashem contain. I look forward to learning the Sefer HaMitzvos with you over the coming weeks, and Amir Tzashem, through this study, may we merit to better understand and fulfill both the fundamental components and beautiful nuances of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Have a wonderful week.